5 pounds, you can use to put it into your big tank.
Yeah.
But I don't think he was concerned that was
okay. Bill, are you still with us?
Yeah.
But how much is propane weight per gallon? Any idea?
All right, Bill, we're okay.
I know when I fill up my 5 gallons.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
You need another chair?
Started about 10, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you're dealing with it, remember, it's going to puddle.
Right.
It's not like natural gas. It's
going to go that way. Okay.
Right. It's going to puddle at your feet.
Gotcha.
Do you have any leaks?
Remember you telling me that once, and I thought, yeah, there's no smell up here. It was all down at the ground. Okay.
Everybody ready?
Okay.
No energy here today.
Yeah. Everybody's trying to warm up.
Would you mind just, push the door closed? Thank you.
All right. I sent an agenda around, and I would like to add in under new business the budget. Talk about a budget. Right. I hear you now, Bill. You're there?
Yeah, Bill Karash is here.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
Marcy is here.
Hello.
Oh, boy. Okay. Wow.
All right. So if I add new business, the 2019-2020 budget, okay? Any objections to that?
No.
Okay.
No.
I have a motion to
approve the agenda. I can motion to accept the agenda
as amended.
As amended.
Okay. Second. Second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Probably comments. Anybody want to address the board about any particular thing before we start? Anything? Anybody? All right. Okay. Under the president's report, Bill, last month you had suggested and mentioned the having a second corporation to handle the money and the things. We had discussed this before. I'm not asking you to respond back. I'm sorry I didn't address it with you last month, but we had talked about this before, and I think we had made the decision to not do that. But I understand you still have that thought happening. That's your suggestion and your concern. But I think in general, the board has decided that we're not going to do that.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Steve Christ has resigned, and so we'll now have another vacant board position. But we only have, 3 more meetings to go, so the board has decided to not fill that vacancy. We'll just operate the way we are without his, we'll just be one person short. And then we'll have an election, and there'll be 5 vacancies. 2 of the vacancies will be for 1 year. 3 of the vacancies will be for 2 years. And the formula as presented, the top 3 vote getters will get the 2-year positions, and the 4th and 5th vote counts would get the other 2 positions for 1 year to fill the remaining positions for Scott and for Steve. Okay, I don't think there's anything else that need to report. Okay. Secretary's report.
Minutes in the audio recording sent out from the last minute. There's no further updates beyond internet.
Did they get posted?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we have a motion to.
Questions about that?
Let's have a motion to.
I'll make a motion to accept the Secretary's report.
And
I in waive the reading.
Okay, you have a second? Okay, now is there any discussion about the Secretary's report? All in favor?
Aye.
Treasurer's report. Dan, okay. Bear with me here.
Dan is skiing
in Colorado. And we didn't get the report from Adam until last night. And I have this brand new iPad, which the board just discovered that I don't know how to operate very well. So the January reports. I took some notes out of it. We had $9,000 worth of donations last month. The expenses were like $7,000. We had $2,929.55 in positive cash flow last month. Um, other than that, the balance sheet seems to be fine. But let me see if I can get this tagged up here. Okay, so we still have, you know, we're very comfortable in terms of, you know, of money. Would you, I know John keeps saying we have enough, but we never have enough, because if you have a big issue and something happens. The net income last month was $29,29.55. The income before that was $97.20 in the red. But we have total income for the year is $107,000.
From the other two, that's what I'm
saying. $43,000 of that is from reimbursement from the state. And so that's not all profit. That's just includes, I don't know how much income of that is for income. I'm sorry, not profit. But it's income, but it's offset. There's expenses that offset that. So we're very healthy and doing well. And the newsletter, the month before that, we had $7,500 income. After the newsletter, and now we have $9,000, so that's about $15,000-$16,000. At the end of the year, part of that's probably just the newsletter. Part of it is people at the end of the year doing their tax thing. So, kind of an abbreviated treasurer's report. Do you have any questions?
Is that online? I can't remember.
No, it's not online yet because it only came yesterday afternoon.
That goes online.
Yeah, we'll put it online, and it's available. I didn't get it until like, 2 or 3 o'clock? And I was going to go to town and have it printed, but I actually figured out how to get that thing put up.
Well, I'd like to mention at this time to accept that treasurer's report that you just threw together for us.
Second. And Terry Piskey seconds. Any questions? Any discussion about the treasurer's report? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Fire chief's report.
Calls, we had one call for a down power line training. We did one training devoted to SCBAs and then a second training, further SCBA training as well as foam operations on a couple of the trucks. Fleet, last month we talked about converting Patrol 81 into a command vehicle. However, Station Boss Meller found a buyer for the CAS and the truck, so we sold it for $3,000. So a couple of things. The balance sheet probably needs to be amended to reflect that. I can reach out to Wyatt, but we should cancel the insurance on it.
Which vehicle is that?
It's the 1988 Chevy.
Okay.
The VIN ends in 034081.
Okay. I'll take care of it.
Okay.
With Wyatt, you're talking about.
Yep.
Then we probably also need to talk to Adam.
Yeah. Facilities. We had an issue with people changing the fire wheel out at Blue Jay such that it was set to give inaccurate information. Board member Piskey was kind enough to remedy the situation. I want to acknowledge publicly that makes life much easier to have it and have it be accurate. So thank you again.
You're welcome.
Personnel, we may have added another recruit, which would make 5 potential new firefighters this year, which is about as big of a year, even if not the 5th, that we have got 4 guys going through is probably as big of a year as we've had it since the year I joined. We have 7 that year. So that's a big year in terms of new recruits, including 2 that are live up here full time. So that's pretty awesome. Sunday, February 10th, so that's tomorrow, 12 of us will be attending the Arizona Hotshots football game in Tempe, as previously disclosed. Yavapai County Fire Chiefs, Chief Palm from Yarnell has stepped down. I'm unclear of the circumstance. This means that I alone now chair the small department / volunteer department committee, which I think will make it easier to get this to be more productive. I've already shared some of what we're doing technology-wise with the other departments, and we'll see where that goes. Next up, PRCC, it looks like Mayor Fire will be allowed back into the Crescent Regional Communication Center as of the start of the fiscal year, which pretty sure is July 1st for them, but either way, in the summer. This could add as much as $70,000 to PRCC's revenue. This would not result in a lower expense for us. However, as a reminder, our call volume is so low that we default to the $5,000 minimum, and for anyone who's unclear on that, it's $5,000 divided by 12 months of payment, so $433, but either way. Also related, there's likely going to be a $90,000 EMD, which stands for Emergency Medical Dispatch, add-on to the existing dispatching software at PRCC. Based on prorated call volume, we might be responsible for $63. If $90,000 times our call volume is where I get that number. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but anytime these capital calls come, invariably we owe far less than $100 on all of them, and so I'll update when I know more. And that's it.
Pay to be small.
Okay. We had talked a little bit about, you know, it's good for the CAS unit that's gone. I think that maybe even recovers the money we paid for it. I'm not sure how much we paid for it in the first place. But do you want to replace that vehicle with some sort of a vehicle to?
So what the short answer is yes, it would add a whole lot of utility to it. The idea of some sort of four-seater pickup truck that could have extra equipment as well as, haul people to a fire. That would, kind of, the last time that Patrol 81 went on a fire, that's what it did. It hauled people up to the incident and never sprayed any water. But so that would be good. I mean, in terms of pursuing state surplus, I don't have experience with doing that. I'm not sure how to do it and what the moving parts are. Bill, that's something you've talked about before. If you can kind of give some guidance on how to interact with that. One idea that I had was trying to draft a letter to local. Do you want to pause while you stretch?
Yeah. this was actually a real phone call.
about writing a letter to the local car dealers and see if we can get a used, something like a 2007-8.
Or buy one.
Yeah, maybe, but a truck. I would think would need to be would be at least a 3/4 ton or 1 ton, some sort of crew cab where someone can sit in the back seat, and
four-wheel drive.
Yeah, it'd have to be four-wheel drive. That's a great point. So that's kind of a thought. If we go through a car dealer, an added expense visibly would be having to get it painted. I mean, we didn't paint the new tender, that was kind of in the realm of fire world, but if we get a,
blue truck,
some sort of truck that isn't, painted, and the other potential big expense would be some sort of shell for it. We'd have equipment in the back, hose, extra medical bag, and wild wind tools, among other things.
And that would be something that would stay inside the station or your place? Or?
What we talked about before was having it stay at my place. It creates more room.
Right.
If there's no apparatus, it wouldn't need to be plugged in.
Right. No water to be.
And room. Depending on the scenario, if it makes sense for me to respond directly from something, it seems like, when we have an incident, Bob, Tim, and John Lee get down. Bob Mason and Tim and John Lee get down here very quickly, and it may make sense for me to drive and get eyes on something. That's kind of a logic leaving Patrol 83 at my house in the summer, the way we used to do.
Right. Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. Well, I think the state land is pretty, or the state surplus is fairly simple. We just have to get back on their list, which is just a letter from the corporation.
Okay.
And then we can see what they have, and they certainly will have something newer than 1988.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was thinking, something that was like, 10 years old, 11, 9, something like that.
Sure. Okay. All right, I think it's not in the budget, but that's what we can talk about, adding a vehicle like that, and that's why we have cash reserves. So if we need to go buy something like that rather than depend on state surplus, which you'd like to have this in place, I would imagine, before the fire season.
The sooner the better. I don't want to, run out and buy something, the wrong thing yesterday,
right.
Type of thing.
Yeah, no.
But yeah.
Okay. Okay.
What's your price tag on the
phone? We'll follow up later on that, and we can kind of discuss that. I'm sorry?
Gas or diesel?
Yeah, I mean, when we get to a bit later in the meeting, we can kind of address that stuff. Those are great questions.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions for Roger?
No.
I have a motion to accept the
fire chief. Accept the fire chief's report.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Committee report. Something I forgot to mention earlier is that one of the things that Steve was going to do was kind of monitor the station, the physical plant, but does the rolling stock, and Steve was going to kind of handle the kind of maintenance issues, regular maintenance, like the generator, like the issue we had with the eave and the gutters and the propane and things, and Rudy has stepped up and said he'll do that. So he'll just, it's not that he does the work, he just will be the coordinator for the maintenance around the building. If there's something to be done, Rudy will do it, and we'll coordinate with Roger. Roger is the focal point of all these activities, so he knows what's going on. We just don't want to be coming down and pouring a new concrete slab, and Roger doesn't know, so we want to keep him informed. Committees. You have the
nomination
committee, and we had some discussions. You're going to get an announcement out now because you now have five vacancies, like
right.
We talked about. So you're going to some this week, probably.
Yeah, I'll have something out this week. It'll come through Chris under the website.
Okay. And Firewise, Lauren, do you have anything to talk about in terms of the grants and things that you're doing?
Yeah, I can talk about that. Our application period for the third round of EQIP, which is the Environment Improvement Program, has closed. We've got about 94 acres in that, and about 54 individuals that have signed up for it. I'll be presenting that information tomorrow, Monday morning, to NRCS, National Resource Conservation Service, and they'll get started putting their plan together. It's probably going to be close to $200,000 worth of work. And it probably won't begin until fall or even later. Still got an awful lot in the first two EQIP programs to finish up. We've only done probably about a third of those two programs. We've still got Mountain Pine Acres to do, and Mountain Glen, and Millsite Village, and then some other parcels up in that area, plus we've got several acres down here in Walker that still need to be done on those first two programs.
And the money's already been allocated for that? It's just a matter of labor being able to do it?
It's just a matter of getting it done, and then as soon as it's what they call a contract identification number is completed, then they send us the money, and then I can pay the bills.
How about a chip and haul type thing? Have you started thinking about that?
I've been thinking about the chip and haul. I'm thinking about the middle of March till about the third week in May. I'd like to ask if we can use the parking lot again for that.
Sorry, when in May?
Middle of May before the annual meeting.
About the third week of May. I want to get it done at least a week before the annual meeting so we can get the parking lot repaired. And this year we have the money to do that. We don't have to wait on somebody to...
Okay. Well, the county, is the county going to do that? Are they,
well,
they stand for that, or how does that work?
We have a Title III grant, $14,000. They should cover all the expenses associated with the chip.
Okay, great.
We're still going to be doing our Sunday Saturdays and our calendar sales to raise funds, and those will go into the pot for the following year.
Okay.
4 years.
I thought they did a great job re-graveling.
It took them a while, but
boy, they did a great job. Yeah.
Okay, so, all right, and I think we have, we still have money in our budget for that, Lauren, I think that is, yeah, if you need it. Okay, the newsletter committee, well, Debbie Gonzalez has said she will help, and Greg and Lonnie Sava will
hand
off that to her, so they'll be involved in it again. But we need to have that done probably end of March, no later than the end of March, so that it can be mailed in the middle of April, because there's a 7 to 10 day lag from the time you give it to Sir Speedy or the print shop to mailing, the actual mailing, and we need to have it out before 30 days before the annual meeting. So we'll start to get the guys that write, people that write the, you know, Clyde writes, Dan, myself, anybody else that wants to put something in the, and we have to get the, make sure you have the nominations. People
right.
who are interested to get so they can
right.
be in there.
Right, they'll go out this week along with the application
okay.
and everything else.
Okay, good. Okay, well, station Wi-Fi security, old business. We're still, you know, we had budgeted some money for this. Bud says that he put in some sensors of these two back doors, but I don't think they've been wired into the alarm system yet.
They probably would have been.
Pardon?
Connected to the old alarm system.
But, yeah.
Okay,
that's my
bud. Oh, sorry. Unless Lawrence, I think.
Lawrence is a good looking one.
Lawrence is a good looking one. Bud's the one that's not good looking.
All right. Okay.
Well,
so, do you know Roger?
No,
do not. See, okay. That's another thing we need to make sure that you're part of it, you know, at least informed about what they've done here. So, okay. And John Lee was helping him, you know, with the Wi-Fi thing.
Okay.
This alarm is only a noise alarm. It's not hooked up. I think there's a box that would hook it up by phone, but we have
not.
The box is capable, but it's not hooked up. It's not going to any particular.
Right. The service is all turned on.
Yeah, right. Okay. So that's been kind of in Clyde's camp.
Right.
And we got the cameras up. We're trying to, you know, to see. The cameras are working out there on the dumpsters. And then the cameras in here, we have to decide whether or not to do.
I mean, if we want, we can add 4 more of those cameras around the building, and these if you can put them up anywhere. It takes an hour.
Okay, and they work good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, those are all wireless.
Yeah.
And the Wi-Fi works. It works okay with the Wi-Fi. Because
you know.
Huh?
Main.
But any of us could.
It's just live.
It records.
Records.
So it keeps 7 days of recording on every single camera, and it repeats. And there's always content on there, something happens.
But anybody can get on, you know,
yeah.
to do it.
Yeah.
And you could actually probably have a service watch it too, I suppose, if you wanted to go that far. But it's been helpful so far. It helped us identify the guy that did the illegal dumping, got cited. All right, we already talked about the newsletter. This trailer,
So I have pictures of it. I spoke to you yesterday about it. I need to give Roger content so we can put together the ad and send that out to, put it on the Fire, Walk the Fire Facebook page, and then we'll email that to you. I'll get that done before the end of the weekend.
Okay. Data Patch Building, Steve's not here. Are you, Rudy, have you been part of that at all? Other than you drew the drawings.
I haven't read anything.
Not recently yet. The last I heard from Kirk is that they're finalizing their tax deductible, you know,
nonprofit
thing. Yeah. 3C, whatever that is. 501(c)(3), sure. So they're moving forward with it, and then they are going to have their assessment. They're still planning to have it finished before the fire season. You know, that's
you
better get going.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
You know,
time to go. All right, okay.
That's up to there.
Okay.
Just for our purposes, Pro Lady 3 can still live up at firefighter McPhee's house. He has a more than adequate canopy for it to live under if somehow that project
okay.
derails.
Okay. Okay. Oh, it's not up there now because it's too cold, right?
Exactly.
Right.
So okay. Is Walker Day an old business or is that a new business or where do you...
You want to start? Okay. It could be under committees.
Sure.
Okay. So we'll go back to committees. Walker Day.
Okay. So just real quick, I guess I was... Last night I was talking with Conrad, and he said, well, what's the objective of Walker Day? Because my thought is, it can be as big as we want it to be, but it's no longer really needed as a fundraiser. And the idea is it really is just a community builder. It's another one of our community get-togethers. It's a freebie, but it's bigger. It's got music. It's got the cakewalk. There's that kind of stuff. So, because my thought was, well, if it's going to be big, we need shuttle service to get people to these faraway parking lots, things like that. So if I really just keep it a little bit more personal as a community, kind of like a big block party, and people can invite friends and things like that, then it's not quite so overwhelming. Then we're looking at 300 to 500 people rather than some 800 person party, because then we have liability issues. I've got the firefighters out there directing traffic where to park, things like that. It really got to be a big party 2 years ago. I actually contemplated even getting like a big name band that would have a draw of their own. But again, now we're spinning out of the cozy personal walker party, and it's spilling into Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, stuff like that. So I guess I was just asking. I want to ask the board: does that make sense? Just to keep it, not try to let it grow out of its boots again, and just kind of keep it somewhat contained.
Would you still do a garage sale?
Sure. Because we've been doing that for before I got here, 20, 30 years, something like that. And it's a great way for people to clean out, and sometimes people buy back the stuff that their wife donated 3 weeks earlier, and somehow it all works out. So, yeah, that, go ahead.
I think you got some valid points. I know you mentioned not the last one, but the one before, there was a lot of shuffling. People back and forth because people were parking everywhere.
Right.
Last year we had some rain, the weather wasn't great.
We didn't need a shuttle.
We didn't need as much
shuttle. We had it, but we didn't need it.
But we had a lot of people come from, Chino, Mayor,
right.
and everything else.
Right.
And if you look at the items that were sold, mm-hmm. how much of the revenue generated came from people coming outside of the area?
Probably a lot.
And that's probably something you want to consider too.
Right. And to speak to that, I would say I will continue to advertise the yard sale early and wide.
Right.
But Walker Day itself,
yeah.
I wouldn't have to advertise as wide.
Got it.
In other words, we'll keep the sales up because we've had yard sales where we had great stuff out here. Nobody showed up.
Yeah.
So as we get more into social media,
I like that.
So we make sure we make, that's really about half of our money is made just on the yard sale. So if it's for fundraising purposes, the yard sale has been really essential. But as the fun part of it, the community part of it, that's more like, that's the Saturday 4-hour party that people look forward to. 3-hour party, yeah. But I also, we can throw a, it's the day before Father's Day, I believe, and we can also do a little car show, and that's just another fun thing that we can throw in that doesn't cost us a lot of time or money.
Yeah.
I can give guys lunch to bring their car down here. That's easy. I thought the artist market was cool, but, it was pretty obvious to me, and to Rudy would probably agree with this, is there wasn't enough traffic to make it worth the artist's time setting up. So it was a neat idea, and I liked it personally, but there just wasn't enough traffic to make it worth their while, so I felt bad about that. So, but a car show, they're not expecting anything except for people to look at the car and go, wow, cool car. That's easy.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I wanted to frame it this year and kind of see if we can kind of keep it a little bit more contained and still do the food and the cakewalk and that kind of stuff. So that's my vision of Walker Day in 2019.
Rudy?
I think there's a saturation point. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can keep growing bigger and bigger, and word of mouth spreads, and people say, well, I'm going to come back next year. And pretty soon, it's out of hand, and I would be for kind of containing it. I mean, if you make $6,000 or $7,000 because there were 10,000 people versus 12, I mean, that's not important. And I think the idea that we keep it local with people that maybe come from or outside or that we know, and not try to make this into a Billy Grant speech, or
Mayor Days.
Yeah, so
okay.
That's my opinion.
I agree. The yard sale, I worked the yard sale the last 4 or 5 years, and that is a money maker.
And it's fun.
It was fun.
Yeah, people
like and I agree with the downsizing of the Walker Day, too.
As long as you have the cakewalk.
Got to have the cakewalk. I know. I've never seen you walk, but you like it.
I know. It's fun to watch you do it. Okay, so you got the sense of the board. So.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, okay. Great. We'll give it a shot like that this year, and we'll see how it all plays out. And we don't expect rain this year.
All right. Any other old business? Nominating committee, we got to talk about that in the new business. The designation of Steve and building maintenance. We already covered all this.
Clarification. Just a point. Steve resigned because of health issues.
Right.
It wasn't that he was dissatisfied with anything with the community or board or the way things were going or he was overwhelmed with the potato patch project. He just had health issues and recognized that this was one thing that he no longer could plug in.
Well, it's not that he's sick. He just has injuries from his work days that he had surgeries that are clamped down.
Right.
And so he's going to be tied up.
Right.
Recovering from those, so he just stepped back.
Right. Well, good for him for recognizing that.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, the building maintenance, okay, the budget.
As we were reminded a couple years ago, we should probably do our budget before the end of the year so the new board isn't stuck with trying to do a budget, which is the way we've been doing it for some years. So, Dan, I guess you did this with Dan Dougherty. You, Dan, and Adam, right? Is that the treasurer, you're the guy that's your budget?
Yeah, I mean, the workflow has kind of been... I don't know where Adam has come into the process necessarily other than providing information, but it's just kind of been me and the treasurer trying to assess any meaningful changes anywhere along the way and maybe make a couple of tweaks here and there.
Okay. Well, why don't you get together with Dan and then we'll start the process and look what happens. Adam gives you information about what the previous budget was. And how what the comparisons are between what we budgeted and what we've actually spent. So because it shows that we're actually $9,000 in the red for the year. So I don't know where that $9,000 is. I don't know how that compares to what we budgeted. Did we have an expense that we didn't budget that we approved mid-year, and that's why it's showing up as a negative? I don't know that, and Dan's not here to answer the question. So. We don't want to necessarily have at the end of the year, a negative. If we actually plan to have a negative budget, if that's what we do, you know, if we budget more than we expect to bring in, that's one thing. But if we have a negative number there, and we didn't plan for it, then that's.
It's usually isolated. It was tires, it was kind of a somewhat intensive year for truck maintenance. But the bigger out of left field was the tires.
Okay.
With 86 and 80, I think it was 86 and 85.
Yeah, okay.
They were 10 years old expensive tires.
Great. Now I remember.
Well, you also need to look at what additional income we're going to have between now and the year, end of the year, too. That may balance that out possibly.
Yeah, it will. I don't know whether it'll catch up that much. But we have to look at what we have budgeted for income. I'm not sure where we are with that yet, because this report that I had doesn't have the budget items on the side, so we can't tell. I can't tell from what we got yesterday where we are in and out from the budget. So we'll start that process then for getting the budget, and we'll try to get the budget approved before the end of the year so that the new board comes in and it has
to
deal with that. And because we were waiting, it was sometimes taking us 2 or 3 months to we'd be in September before we had had a budget, and we were just operating on last year's budget before we went on. Okay. All right, and that was Bill Karosh that kept prompting us to do that. All right, community announcements. Anything from the community like WCAA? Anybody have anything to announce? Lauren?
Back on the 16th. I used the website's contact us button.
Yeah.
And I asked for a reply for permission to use the firehouse for our Friday Saturdays and the parking lot.
Yeah.
And I never got a response.
Yeah.
So
sorry.
What I'd like to do is ask that January 1, July 6th, and August 3rd, that we can use the firehouse for our Sunday-Saturday.
June, you mean?
June 1st.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I'm sorry.
June? Don't we just do July, August, and September?
That's not what I had written down.
Okay, all right. Probably right.
Either way.
Yeah.
Yes, I think, yeah, I'm sorry. That's probably, that's my responsibility. Probably answered you back. I'm sorry I didn't do that. And then you had something else that you were asking about, the chili something?
No,
so you didn't ask
I didn't ask about the chili.
Okay, all right. Okay.
And the actual dates I'm looking at are March 15th through May 18th for the parking lot.
Okay. Any thoughts, any objections to that?
Yeah, my only thought is Jeff knew that I'm kind of liaison between the WCAA and the WFBA. So if that ever comes up where you need to ask for dates or something like that, contact me.
Okay.
Easy enough. I'm your go-to man. Right. Yeah.
And I saw that email, and I'm sorry.
I didn't even know if it went to anybody. So
yeah.
You, okay.
Yeah.
Last Thursday at the Pollock meeting, a lady from Kaplan came up and said she wanted to donate a pair of trousers to the fire department in Walker. Really nice.
Do they fit anybody?
Well, they're not clean. They're not
the old. Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority.
Well, there you go.
Thank you, Lauren.
Huh?
These trousers.
Fantastic.
An old lady at Pollock.
Could be like a doctor's commercial.
She was from Kaplan.
What size would it be like?
They're duty pants of some sort.
Yeah, he's good as I am.
Duty.
X.
Wow. I don't know if anybody, whole department can fit into those. Wow.
Okay.
A long time since I was a 32.
Anything else?
Yeah, I do have another thing. This year there is a Wildfire Community Preparedness Day scheduled nationwide for May 4th. And State Farm Insurance Company gives out $500 grants. In the past, typically one out of three get grants of $500. We're both WCAA and WFPA, both being involved in wildfire protection and safety, can apply for these grants. One of the stipulations is that you do something on May 4th. You can do other things too, but it's because wildfires across the United States cost more than 100 lives last year and over $25 billion in property damage. So this is an opportunity where the fire department can get involved, show the community its concern, and put on a small program one day out of the year to encourage people to be prepared for evacuation, to prepare their properties for firewise mitigation, etc. If the fire department would like to do something on May 4th, WCAA would be glad to help and assist in any way that you would need.
Well, May 4th is the first Saturday. First Saturday is the training day, so you know there's already an activity planned for May 4th that would qualify, I'm sure, unless it has to be a public.
But it's for the public.
Okay.
It needs to involve the public. And to write the grant, you can go to the webpage, which is www.wildfireprepday.org.
Write that down. What is it?
Wildfireprepday.org. And I think they've got a template on there, and it's a matter of checking some boxes and maybe just a small amount of narrative to apply for this grant. It's not a big grant, but it can help cover maybe some refreshments.
Sure. Glad you have time to do something like that.
I'm not sure right now.
Okay.
I can't commit to it today.
Oh, no, okay.
I have one idea off the top is, when Lauren first started to say it, doesn't training kill that? You know, the same line of thinking with you. But in theory, we could
have training, but kind of have it be an open house where, you know, that way the amount of, you know, we're going to put in 50 hours to get a $500 grant. Probably not, but
right, right.
There'd be kind of no additional hours. It's a chance for firefighters to kind of show people around, and just that the act of, I mean, it's almost a repetitious act of going through and saying, oh, this is how we get water out of this truck or whatever. It wouldn't be a demonstration,
right.
But just kind of an open house to show people through. That might,
okay.
Based on how much you do or don't know in the lore, does that sound like it's in the ballpark?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the question would be, who would physically write the grant up? Because it requires someone within the WFPA to write this according to the parameters that they're going to have on the website, right?
Yes.
Is it fill in the blank?
If you're doing WCNA, we'll also write a grant.
Right.
And who knows, we could get both of them.
Well, we got two-thirds chance of getting $500, right?
Yeah.
Plus, like you say, it's kind of a neat, I like the open house idea.
Yeah.
Is it really writing a grant as opposed to kind of just filling out
filling
a form,
the blank,
like a one-page
yeah.
form?
There,
right.
There are fill-in-the-blanks, and there's going to be some narrative.
Okay.
Right, right.
Again. Are you volunteering?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm, if it turns out to be a,
we
you know, a 50-hour thing, I'm not going to do it, but,
no,
it, you know, feel, really filling out a web page like you would apply for something.
Sure,
that, you know.
Is it online, or do you hard copy it?
It's online.
It is, okay, mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay. Chuck? Okay, what, Rudy?
You know, a couple of years ago, we did one of those over at the mailboxes there where volunteers went in and lay down like your dinner hurt. That was really cool.
Uh-huh.
And you guys kind of went through the motions of taking care of something. I mean, that was really, I thought, pretty dynamic. Something like that, rather than look at trucks. Looking at trucks is cool, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, something like that, you kind of get people to be interested in seeing something.
So you'd rather lay in the dirt?
Well, I was really impressed with that whole program. I mean, it was really great. A lot of people
yeah.
showed up.
Yeah.
You know, just all to right. see.
Okay, so there are some ideas.
Yeah, cool. May 4th. Okay.
Roger, if you have any trouble, call me. We'll see what we'll work out. And we'll work out with Lauren.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess, Clyde, if you can just make sure I get that URL.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other announcements?
A couple to throw out if you're ready.
Yep.
First one's on the Potato Patch Fire Station. I'm involved with them pretty deep. We actually applied for the permit last week. Everything finally went through with what they're doing. They still have a silent objection going on out there, and they're really being gentle about what they're doing. We had to go back. That building was approved back in 2014, I believe, by Steve Mott, who was the director of planning and zoning at the time. And Potato Patch pulled it back because of the lawsuits. Steve Mott is passed now. He put everything in the file, and they have reapproved the application based on what he had put in the file. So that is going forward. The bids are about ready for it, and then they're going to do, once they get their 501c3 approval, which I sound like they're right there, then they're going to go to the community with a budget and go for, they're actually going to do an assessment on how to, and they seem to have far, it's real strong community support, but just in doing site prep or survey out there, we've been approached by a couple that still aren't in favor of it. So, anyways, but yeah, just moving forward, and Kurt and Tom have been staying on pretty solid stuff.
Tom.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They've also applied for Firelight, is what I was told. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, we've got a big project going up there. Tom is on the
committee. Okay. He brought that
what up. What have they applied for? Oh, no, they haven't applied as
a separate community?
As a separate Firelight community.
Okay, I misunderstand what they were saying. But anyway, station is moving forward, and everyone's moving
okay. All right, good. Well, thanks, Mark. Thanks for that.
The other thing is, a couple months ago, you brought it up on having a flash and signs put on Walker Road, and John Lee got back to me and gave me an itemized list of what he's wanting to do out there. Comes to about $800. Because of my own tax situation, what I'd like to do is write Walker Fire check for $1,000, and then you guys can disperse the funds to Johnson to do design. That's how my accountant kind of requested to go through our room. So if that works for you, I can give a check to Walker Fire for $1,000 and then specify road signs or however you want to do it. But I just need to have to know how to work your system to make it work.
Okay, I think we've agreed to do the signs, right? And I think that we can pay it out of our budget, we approve it, without having you direct funds to a particular project, right? Because if it's $800 and you have $1,000 directed to that project and we don't spend it, then what do we do with those $200? So if you just give a WFBA a donation, your tax man doesn't care what if it's directed or not. It just gives you just...
Then it falls into me. I already gave $1,000
okay.
A month or so ago.
Okay.
We do that personally. This is from Outback Creations.
Oh, okay.
The company.
Sure.
And the company really has always specified what it is. But what we can have, Bill, is if he does not use, whatever funds he doesn't use, would just go into your
general
fund
account. Okay. All right.
This is more for our own corporate structure, where we specifically target something in a nonprofit.
Okay.
So if that works for you, mm-hmm.
Sure.
It work out
I think what it would require then it would require board action. We have to say we would accept the $1,000 donation specified for the signs, because we don't take directed donations unless something has been approved by the board. Otherwise, people would give us $10 and say you have to extend it
right.
here.
Right. Dog dishes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So for right. you know, right.
Right.
Okay.
Is that something we can do now?
I think so.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I'd like to make a motion to set that $1,000 towards the new signs, the emergency flashing signs.
Second.
Donated by Outback Creations. Yeah.
Okay.
So then the excess funds to go to the general fund.
There you go.
And if you want to further it up, mm-hmm. if by chance he gets into this and finds it's going to go over the $1,000.
Right.
We'll take care of the shortage.
All right. Cool. Thank you. Well, and then would Outback? Are you guys going to do the work as well?
Yes,
I'm
asked for that.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
So, I
understand. Okay.
For Clyde here,
yeah.
The motion is to accept monies directed for flashing signs,
mm-hmm.
warning signs, prior to without a specific dollar amount.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we will accept funds directed to that particular project. Flashing signs
by
anybody, because you know anybody else wants to come in too. So that way, if it runs over,
I see.
Okay, excess funds accepted for that purpose over the actual cost will be converted to general fund.
Okay.
Okay. Is that your motion?
I believe it was.
Yeah.
You paraphrased it beautifully.
Any other discussion?
I've got comments on
that. Then we'll figure out who's going to put them in. Okay.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Opposed? All right. All right. A public forum. Anything? Any other announcements?
Yeah, we're 3 minutes over, Bill. Just wanted to throw that out.
Well, actually, it says 11 o'clock. So. Anybody? Okay. Anybody have anything to address us in general? Chris? Bob?
I have one thing. You're doing a lot of maintenance on the trucks and stuff, and right now it's handwritten into a book. Inexpensive laptop to have all that information, whether on a thumb drive or something, for you or the board in case something happens. Bud leaves, nobody's going to know how to do it. You know, all the paperwork that he has. So I think a laptop would be pretty good for the maintenance part of it. If you can get him a laptop so we can have it all on record, and you guys can go in there and see what he's done or what he has to purchase. And it's just better than the pen and pencil that we have right now.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay, good. Victoria? Rex? Okay, Bob, we have a couple of notepads. I don't know whether you still have them or not.
They're not functional. I mean, so the notebook system was what Bud wanted to do, seemingly.
Yeah.
Has he said anything, because he's not to me, has he ever said anything to you about a laptop or tablet or the like?
Well, it was So it makes things easier. He doesn't have to sit there and write it right there. He can take it home and put it all, plug it in for you guys. But yeah, he would like something like that.
Okay.
I mean, if he quits, somebody else comes in.
Well, the logic behind it is perfectly sound, but if it doesn't make it easier for Bud,
he wants to learn it.
That's the obstacle. But if you're saying he's interested in that,
Okay. Well, we got an iPhone. He was having that 1940s iPhone forever, and he got a new one.
Okay.
We're dragging him into the 21st century.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, all right. Thanks, Bob, for bringing that up. That works?
Yeah.
Actually, you worked at it within your budget. You don't need a special
Something like a Chromebook, if they're available at Best Buy, I think are like $200.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that would
Yeah, sure. Okay. So
I'll make sure that he does, in fact, want to do that.
Yeah. Well, it might not be a bad idea to have somebody else kind of back him up with that then while he's doing his paper, if somebody else wants to do it.
Transcribe it, yeah.
You know, and get it into an electronic form. That would be good.
Okay.
We might be able to do the same thing with Rudy with the building maintenance stuff. That's what Scott was trying to do.
Huh?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he was doing the spreadsheet. Has anybody been in touch with Scott? Because he may already have a bunch of that already put together.
He had a draft of some stuff.
He had a draft of some stuff. He kept adding.
Yeah.
Maybe more than we wanted him to add, but he had a big list of stuff.
I'd like a to-do list.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion to close the February 2019 board meeting.
Sean, you want to move to adjourn?
I have a comment.
Oh, okay.
Please.
No, go for it.
If there's anything out there for building maintenance, let me know.
Okay.
Kind of come in with this from the back door, but if there's anything that we've been talking about, just send me an email.
I'm not aware of anything.
I've got two things, and you were aware of one of them, the gutter.
Yeah.
And then the little roof over the sign out front was kind of rotted, I guess. Those are the only two things.
That's what you sent me a month ago.
Right. Okay, cool.
Good, thank you.
So we have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Jerry Pisky seconds to adjourn. Want to discuss adjournment? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, Jerry.